Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. You join me here on a Monday late morning, close to probably 11 this time. I think it's about 10 to 11 or something. And I thought I would do an Audioboo for you all. I posted a link on Twitter. I think it was late yesterday, and I had a referenced subject close to my heart, which is adoption. It is National Adoption Week this week, so if you want to get the chance to get to know more about adoption, this is a perfect time. And it's been in the news in the UK talking about how basically there's so many children that want to be adopted and councils are holding them up and everything. So it's a subject really, really close to my heart. I'm adopted myself. And I've gone through the whole situation, but I'll give you a quick background on it. I was put up for adoption when I was born. I think it could have been like a day or two after I was born. And I was brought to this kind of adoption home, where it was run by nuns, and I was there for, I'd say, about 5 months. I think it was 6 months when I was adopted, and I was there for a while. So they took care of me, and I know that my birth mother came to visit me while I was there. And also then, I was put up for adoption, as we know, and I was adopted by a family who already had a boy and a girl, and my adopted mum had a stillborn baby, so they wanted to have another child, so they adopted me, obviously. And I grew up always knowing I was adopted, always realising and trying to explain to me what adoption means and everything, so I always was aware. And then when I was about 18, 19, my birth mum wrote a letter to a social worker and basically wanted to meet me. So we went back and forward with the social workers and making sure I was okay to meet up. And, you know, it's a big step. So we eventually met up, and it was amazing. It really was. Because I grew up wondering the small things, really. What hospital was I born in? What weight was I when I was born? What was my mum like? You know, did she want me? All of these millions of questions I had, and always wondering, did I look like her, or did I look like my dad, and all this type of stuff, which obviously I had no clue. And we'd met up a good few times, and we stayed in contact for a good while, and then all of a sudden, that was it. Contact was lost. I tried phoning her, obviously she only had a landline. Tried phoning her and the landline had been cut off or whatever. I knew her address, and I often thought, you know, what should I write her a letter? I didn't want to turn up to her house because I thought she had another child who she kept years later. And I thought, I don't want to upset her and have to her to explain who I am and all the rest of it. But she rang me then, that was fine, and went periods without speaking. And then one day out of the blue, she phoned me on my house number. And we had this conversation. She was like, I'll ring you next Thursday. And I thought, okay, Thursday is fine. I knew my mum and dad were going out and I'd be there by myself. I stayed by that phone all Thursday. And I thought, then no phone call came, and I thought, well, maybe she was busy and she'll ring me on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that was the last time I ever spoke to her. And I feel bitter, I feel angry actually, because she wanted this meeting. She did it first, she started it, and she dropped me just like that. And I don't know if she ever thinks of me, but I feel angry. I do feel angry. And part of me thinks, because it didn't work out with her and I got so upset with the way it ended, It holds me back from meeting my birth father. Because I think, or trying to find him even, I want to, but part of me thinks, you know, do I want to bring this all up again and risk upsetting myself? Or is it better to leave things in the past where they've been? You know, part of me thinks it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You've got all the pieces, but you end up losing one or two. So you can't complete the puzzle. And I've often thought, I still stupidly, being the idiot I think I am at times, I still think about her. I can't even remember her address. I remember this kind of the street or whatever, but I'm not exactly sure on the number of house number or whatever. I've thought, should I get in touch with social workers and should I try and start it up again? I'm thinking, if she really cared about me, she would have made the effort by now, or she'd have gotten in touch with social workers, and that way they could have tracked me down. But I've heard nothing since that phone call. And why, I just don't understand why she, after a long time of not speaking or no contact at all, she picked up that phone, promised to call me, and she never bothered after that. And I mean, I can remember that phone call as clear as day, as clear as anything. And I was so excited that she'd phoned me. I was so happy. And I remember going out, and my adoptive parents knew all about her. And I told her, I said, oh my God, she's been on the phone, blah, blah. And it must be difficult for them. And I got so excited at the thought that we got back in contact again. And there I was. And that was the last phone call. That was the last contact I ever had from her. And I do feel angry. I feel very angry. If she didn't want me in her life and didn't... I think she never wanted me as... to be a she didn't want to be a parent to me. She just wanted a friend. I remember going out one day and we were in some pub or something and she introduced me as, this is my daughter. And I was so happy. And it felt so good. And then later after that, she kind of, I could tell something wasn't right. We would arrange to meet and I'd be in town and she wouldn't turn up and she'd ring me. Say, oh, I couldn't make it, sorry, couldn't get a babysitter, blah, 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 blah. And then she cut the contact. And stupidly to this day, I still think about her. And I feel angry how it ended. I feel angry that she rang me that day and got my hopes up. And part of me wonders about my dad. And part of me wonders, do I want to get hurt like that again? Do I want to get that upset like I did that day? So yeah, that's, you know, for people who are adopted, it's filling in the blanks that are there that are important. And when I met her and got to know her, and we several nights out together and several meetings and stuff, it was like finding out your past and your history and finding out where you've really come from. And sometimes I feel when I'm with my adoptive family, I feel out of sync, that I don't really belong. And I know that's silly, but you know, I think because I wasn't born into that family, I was just arrived, sometimes I just don't feel part of it. And sometimes I read people on Twitter and other places that talk about researching their family tree, and I don't feel part of it. I don't know information like this. I know my birth mother and that's it. Well, I know her birth mother and I know my half brother. Well, no of him, I never met him, but that's the only parts. And it's like there must be so many family out there that I could pass on a daily basis that I don't recognise. I don't know, I guess I feel bitter and angry and just don't understand it. Why bring someone into your life? Why dredge up all the past and then cut them out of your life just as quick? And that's what holds me back, finding my birth father, because I don't know if I can go through that. If I can bring all this stuff up and risk feeling like this all over again. feeling abandoned all over again. So I thought I'd just update you on my situation with the adoption, as it's National Adoption Week. And being coming as an adopted child myself, it can be amazing, you know, to grow up in a family that does love you, that would do anything for you. And I just thought I'd leave you with this, just a bit of an update since my last audiobook. So I will talk to you guys really, really soon, and I better get back to work. Okay, take care. Bye for now.